This is CCFM 107.5.
So welcome back to CCFM 107.5. We were changing lives for good, but I've got my favorite realtor in the studio with me today. Today we're just going to hang out. We're not going to talk much about all of the real estate issues and questions you may have. We may have a bit of a chance, but it's all about her today. Nogals.
Yeah.
We're just going to be talking about Carmen, and we're going to be talking about Meraki, and we're going to be talking about the roadshow. So last year, she said she's leveling up. She said we're going to do more things, and now she wants to meet you. And so that is what it's going to be all about from the 2nd of March for about two or three Saturdays. That's where she's going to be at to meet the community and loads of things to discuss. But let's quickly bring Carmen in. Let me say hello to her. She's looking good.
Hi, good afternoon, listeners. Good afternoon, Marco. Thank you.
Yeah, we're in the same WhatsApp group. We're off the sugar. I'm actually getting quite a few messages. I see on my screen here as well. People say, Marco, you're motivating many. I'm a silent follower of your health journey and great encouragement that I can do it too. And then I get to see Carmen and I say, wow, 2 weeks ago I saw a loss and now it's every second week she's here, by the way. And then I just see the progress there as well. And I say, feel the wangetjes as a rooying. Like, by the health, like, good. But welcome to you.
Thank you, Marco.
It's good to have you on board. And of course, it's been a while now that you're part of the furniture, no? And so you've become well known to people. I think I've not heard of Meraki before.
Okay.
And now Meraki, I see Meraki everywhere, and I see the brand and I recognize it instantly as well. And I think it just speaks volumes of this type of platform, and it speaks volumes of you. And so that brings me to this this question, in just in terms of your collaboration, in terms of your partnership, if you was called it that. Just how's that been for you in terms of your brand Meraki and for you personally?
It's definitely been a blessing, Marco. Like you said, you know, with a new brand, we have to work a little bit harder than the rest of the brands that are already established, that are global, that are national, that are well known. And when I initially connected with CCFM, what I liked is because if you look online, there are a lot of influencers, there a lot of sort of trains you can hop onto and get yourself known out there. Some influencers have big followings. And what I liked about the connection with CCFM is the alignment of our values and changing lives for good. And that is really just coming on board with that and being part of that vision. It has really been good for me. And, you know, sometimes you think, are people actually listening to me? You know, so I've noticed that even though we may not get as many chats or messages coming through during the show, when I meet people, then, or even prospective tenants that come view properties, they will tell my agents, oh, we've heard your principal on CCFM. Or if I bump into people at events or even in the mall or whatever, then they would say, oh, don't stop. Keep, like, they're finding value in what we are sharing. And people are giving feedback that it's definitely things that they need to hear, things that they don't know. So, yeah, I think it's been great.
But that's the beauty of radio. You just don't know who's tuned in. I often get that, and people will tell me the minute details of stuff I may have said many, many moons ago, and because they've listened.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of having an audience like ours. And we've got a varied audience, and love them to bits. And let's talk about this roadshow. So you've been bragging about it. When we first spoke about it, you were very excited, and I'm pretty sure you're still very excited about it. But why this roadshow?
Definitely Meraki. Very excited. I just felt that, you know, we've got our 15 to 20 minutes. We're meeting every week. But I found that, number one, there is perhaps just not enough time in one slot to get too in-depth with one particular subject. And then also found out, or come to realize from the feedback that I did get from a lot of the listeners, what the need is out there to actually hear more of a particular subject. And, you know, we did think, okay, let's host it here at CCFM's wall. And afterwards, we thought, no, man. Why must the listeners come to us? Let's us go out into the communities. So we really, you know, it's about getting out there, getting into the communities and bringing that education, bringing that information and bringing it straight into the communities. And that is really what the heart is around this, Marco, so that we can spend a little bit more time on a particular subject and that we can really get into more detail with it. And if the listeners need to take it a bit further and, you know, the roadshow is not going to have enough time, there will be service providers on site that they'll be able to set consultations with.
So I just want to say hello to this lady, and I don't know why she says also the lovely Muhsina. I don't see Muhsina here. Do you see her? Yeah,
I don't see her also, but I think she's just covering her tracks after the last time, Marco.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So hi, Eleanor Stoffberg of Meraki Property Solutions.
Okay, clever lady covering her bases there. Okay, so you spoke about wanting to go more in depth and wanting to meet the listeners, of course. But now let's talk about what inspired you to choose the types of topics that you're going to be talking about, and let us in about what those topics are.
So we find ourselves at the moment, we are find ourselves operating in the lower to middle income markets, right? And we found that with deals that we are dealing with, and even with feedback I've been getting from the shows, there's been a great need around deceased estates, right? Mm. We find that often in families, perhaps there's not been a will that has left. We find also in families, perhaps one of the spouses is deceased and the other spouse thinks that automatically the other half belongs to that spouse because they were married in community of property. We are finding that people that bought together and then they separate, they're struggling with how to handle the property that they bought jointly. So these are all questions that have come up from the listeners, and we're also experiencing it when meeting with people in our communities. So the first topic is legacy matters, and it's all about mastering estate planning. So we will have our favorite attorney at the roadshow, where she will be speaking to those who are attending. She will be explaining the process from the first point of getting that death certificate right up until getting a letter of executorship, which is important in the deceased estate process. She will also be talking about half-share transfers and what happens in that case. And then also speaking to spouses on how to protect each other in situations where, even if they're drafting the will, making sure that the wording is correct, you know. And then also, we will have a Trinity Financial Services on board. They are a financial service provider. And they will be sharing on how we can actually prepare ourselves for those estate costs and other, again, costs that people are not aware of, that the beneficiaries or the family members end up having the burden of paying once they are deceased.
Yeah.
So sometimes it affects the assets that they have, because now the net value of the assets is affected by the costs of winding up the estate, etc. Yeah. So how do they plan that to make sure that their family is secure once they are no longer around?
How important is it to have a good executor of the estate, and in terms of the powers you give to that executor, how important is all of those things?
It's crucial, Marco. But what I've also found is that people are appointing executors without making the persons aware that they have been appointed as the executors. And being an executor is a big responsibility. So when thinking about it as well, you know, you need to think about who you're going to appoint as an executor, but approach that person and discuss it with them. Are they willing to take on that responsibility? And then also make sure, of course, it's someone that's trusted and someone that's aware of where to find your documents if you are no longer there. You know, because that is also something that's very important, that sometimes people put these things in place, but actually they've made no one aware of where to find the documents, you know.
And so it's very valuable information that you're getting now. And I think that for all of us, when death strikes, and yes, you mourn and all of that, but it's the documentation that's always an issue. And I like what you said. Let people know. And as, if you're married, I think, so in my household, we have got a folder of all of the documents. And even my children know if there's certain things they need to go look for, it's in that particular folder with all of the documents in there. Instead of, I know in the past we used to run around for stuff. I know when we were getting our passports and stuff sorted out, it was all over the place, and then we came together. So listen, if we're ever going to look for stuff or put things, put it in a particular folder. So that's maybe one tip for any family to make sure there's a central place. And then also, I think in the case of my mom, it was on the day we could fairly find the stuff, but it would also be nice if you know where your parents, if you don't live with them, where they put their stuff, and because it just makes things so much more easier on the day. And let's talk about the benefits for those coming. So you're becoming much loved now, and people are asking for you. They're looking for the principal of Meraki Property Solutions. So what are the benefits to those who, firstly, when they come to meet you, but to those coming to attend these events, what are they going to gain from that?
So the first event is around legacy matters. So there will be free will drafting services available. If at the event we do not have enough time to complete the process, the service providers will arrange a free consultation to complete the will drafting at the convenience of those who are attending. So that is a good service for people to have, those who do not have a will in place or those who want to get their wills updated. So there will be the attorney on hand as well as the financial service provider. So just, we are not pushing for a certain financial or a certain service provider to draft the will. There will be more than one service provider that can offer the service to draft the free will. And then with the second event will be geared around financial planning, and that is turning dreams into reality. And the second event is if I'm looking to qualify to purchase a property or looking to qualify to rent a property, what are the criteria that the banks look at, what is the criteria that the agents look at, and what can I do in order to set myself up to be prepared for purchasing or renting a property. And even if there are landlords or property owners that also want some information, I mean, it's open to everybody. And what we will have on board at the second event, so the second event will be at the River Word Church in Plumstead, and there we will have the four main banks on site as vendors, as well as SA Home Loans, African Bank, and of course my team will be there as well, and we will help with any pre-qualifications if people are wanting to find out how much they qualify to rent or to buy.
I like that, almost like a one-stop shop, especially getting into my next point. Let's talk about property goals, and I think it's so important. We have many goals in life in terms of what we want to achieve. I think this should be very important as well, to have property goals. Let's talk about that. You spoke about estate planning and financial planning, but let's talk to those individuals who's looking to achieve those property goals that they've set for themselves.
So yeah, that's where the financial planning actually comes into play, because it's the starting part of the process. It's about understanding what I qualify for, and if I don't qualify yet, what I need to do to become qualified or eligible. And maybe it will take me 3 months, maybe it will take me 6 months, right? And then based on that, you can now see, is it feasible for me to rent for another year, or do I need to start looking out for a property to purchase, etc., right? So that is how we're going to help you plan towards your property goals. So maybe the immediate goal might not be to purchase. The immediate goal might be to rent and then preparing yourself to purchase. It will really depend on what your financial situation is. Yeah.
And we spoke about the pros and cons of renting, and maybe even in terms of a pro for yourself is to, when you're ready, even to prepare yourself. I think when you're able to sustain yourself during a rental period, then you surely know that actually, if I can maintain this, I can also then buy my own house, because I'm able to comfortably do this. But I think it's also making sure you're finding your right area, conditions for yourself, all of those, just making yourself savvy in terms of becoming a homeowner. And then sometimes the market is not right, and you can rent till you then ready to get into that market space. See, people's already wanting to know about that first event. Maybe you want to just give them some more details again.
So the first event, Legacy Matters, and that is Mastering Estate Planning, that will take place at the Blessed Hope Full Gospel Church. That is at 154 Craddock Road, Steenberg. It's right opposite the police station. The second event is Dreams Turning Dreams to Reality, and that is financial planning. And that will be at the Riverwood Church, and that is 3 Alva Road, Plumstead. And then we still need to chat about the final event, but the final event will be taking place at the AFM Athlone. And there we will be looking at career planning. And perhaps there are people that are interested in becoming qualified estate agents, or even attorneys, or even financial service providers. We will be giving some talks on what the steps would be to become qualified in these specialized fields.
And the one thing about Carmen, she's a great trainer as well. And loads of people have come through her hands, and she's a fantastic trainer where these things are concerned. But she's got a team around her as well. So let's talk to our listeners. We're running fast out of time. For those who want to book their spots, let's talk about how they can do that. What are the costs involved, if there's any cost involved?
There is absolutely no cost involved, Marco. We are bringing this to the community. The churches have come on board and provided us with the venues, as they also see the value in bringing this information to the communities. So, and then of course CCFM has come on board as well, and supporting with the advertising. So this collaboration of, you know, church, property company, CCFM, we're all coming together to bring this at no cost to the community.
To the community.
Yeah. So the bookings are done via Quicket. It's loaded as 3 different events, so they can search World of Property Roadshow in order to take them to the specific event. If they would like to follow the roadshow and book for all events, that will be brilliant. If you really struggle with Quicket and you're not too tech savvy, you're welcome to send me a WhatsApp, and I will be able to send you the link directly or assist you with the registration.
See how good she is with all of that, thinking about you. And of course, you need to give details of how they can contact you for Meraki business as well, in terms of the website and your number.
Okay, so my WhatsApp number as well as my phone number is 079-495-7358. I repeat, 079-495-7358. And our website is Meraki, that is MERAKI, propertylistings.co.za. That's Meraki propertylistings.co.za.
Just again, before I get to read this ad, for who is this, all of these 3 events for?
It's for the listeners, Marco.
But when I say listeners, I mean some people say, oh, but I don't have property, or I don't qualify yet, or I'm not there yet. But I think information is fantastic to have, and maybe just spur you on in terms of say, okay, I'm closer than I thought I was, or at least now I know what I need to get in order to get to the next step of either renting or to own and those type of things. So I think it's for everybody. You also invited those who are owners as well, just not just those who are wanting to rent and stuff, but the landlords as well can come and also learn a little bit more.
Absolutely.
I like that.
And it will be great to meet people and also find out what other information would they like us to bring to them.
Yeah, so you can do that. I think you can. I think WhatsApp. Common those details. I'm running out of time now to get all of that. Otherwise, you can still send it to 061-798-1075. If you have questions for Common, I'll forward it on to her. But in the meanwhile, you can also WhatsApp her directly in terms of other things that you may want to know and that they can address on the day. But to those of you that's missed the info, Meraki Property Solutions in collaboration with CCFM brings you the World of Property Roadshow. Join Meraki on Saturday the 9th of March at Blessed Hope Full Gospel Church of God in Steenberg. That's from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. as they unpack legacy matters. That's mastering estate planning, and also free legal services will be available on the day. To book, simply visit quickit.co.za for your free ticket. Look out for the World of Property Roadshow on the 9th of March, and there you have the first bit of info for the very first roadshow concerning Meraki Property Solutions. And can you believe it? Before, we didn't even know how to spell Meraki. Now we all know it's Meraki Property Solutions. Lekker Jay. That's quite nice.
Yes.
So with that, we're going to go to a break. In actual fact, man, I had something set up that I wanted to pose to you before I get to your riddle. I it's Tuesday after all, right? And you can answer if you want to, but you got only one choice. Mm. Only one choice, right? And this is your Tuesday choice. I haven't done this in a while. It's a would you rather question. And so I'm interested to see which one you would choose. You only have one choice out of the two. Would you rather have Samson's strength or have Solomon's wisdom? Those are the two choices. You can only choose one and tell me why. Would you rather have Samson's strength or have Solomon's wisdom, and why? 061-798-1075. I'd like to hear what you got to say. Carmen, which one would you choose, by the way? Just hashtag, just...
Definitely Solomon's wisdom.
So you can only choose one. Would you rather have Samson's strength or have Solomon's wisdom, and why? That is my would you rather question, your Tuesday question for today. 061-798-1075. Common, they're looking for your number again.
It's 079-495-7358. I repeat, 079-495-7358.
Awesome, love that.